This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has observed the test firing of a new type of tactical guided weapon aimed at boosting the country's nuclear capabilities. This according to the country's state news agency. On Sunday, South Korea confirmed the firing of two projectiles from North Korea toward the East Sea. The North Korean state news agency, known as KCNA, said the new tactical guided weapon system will drastically improve the firepower of the nation's frontline long-range artillery units. It also said the new weaponry will enhance efficiency for tactical nuclear weapons. KCNA did not say when the test took place, but the North state media usually reports on the leader's activities a day later. The latest launch came less than a month after North Korea resumed testing its intercontinental ballistic missiles for the first time since 2017. Officials in Seoul and Washington also say there are signs that North Korea could soon resume testing nuclear weapons. The Russian Defense Ministry on Saturday announced it had cleared the entire urban area of Mariupol of Ukrainian forces and said only a few fighters remained in a steel plant that had been the scene of repeated clashes between Ukrainian and Russian forces. In an online post, the ministry said that as of April 16th, Ukrainian forces in the besieged port city had lost more than 4,000 people. Russian forces have been trying for several weeks to take the port city. The statement from the Russian ministry also said 1,464 Ukrainian servicemen had surrendered. So far, Kyiv did not immediately